The American Ballet Theatre this week began its fall season in New York. The company nearly collapsed in the 90s under the weight of financial pressures. Today it carefully walks the line between the classics and the new repertoire. One of this season's premieres, which opens tonight, is Within You, Without You, a tribute to George Harrison. From New York, Alicia Zuckerman reports.
On the day George Harrison died last November, Kevin McKenzie, the artistic director of American Ballet Theatre, was commiserating with Wallace Chappell, the company's executive director at the time.
We were sitting in his office bemoaning George's passing and saying to ourselves that proverbial feeling, a bit old today, are we? But in the course of reminiscing just the times of what he represented, what Harrison represented to us, that was the ding that started the ball rolling.
Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her.
McKenzie and Chappell decided to devote an entire piece to the Quiet Beetle. McKenzie chose about 25 Harrison songs, gave the list to four different choreographers, and asked them to choose their favorite to set to dance. Among the six they ended up with were Something, I Dig Love, and My Sweet Lord. Choreographer Anne Reinking chose While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Harrison's collaboration with Eric Clapton. In Reinking's dance, four couples battle each other in angst-ridden pas de deux. There's a lot of thrashing of limbs and rolling on the floor. They run away from each other and madly embrace seconds later. Reinking wants to convey what happens just before a relationship ends.
Right before it truly dies, there's this huge burst of passion, and it's very conflicted and very mixed. There's still love there, there's still passion. Sort of the last surge before the death.
For more than 60 years, American Ballet Theatre, or ABT, has been known for presenting a combination of classic and contemporary works. And while that's not unusual for ballet companies these days, ABT does it particularly well, says Wendy Perrin, Dance Magazine's New York editor. She says for dancers, going from ballet to modern isn't easy, and it's where Kevin McKenzie shines as artistic director.
I think he's managed to keep classical works and keep them beautifully danced, and at the same time do interesting new things. Ballet dancers are always going to stand very straight and have very beautifully curved arms, but a modern choreographer might want their arms to slice through space rather than billow through space.
You're doing a beautiful jump, but there's something going on in the top here, and the arms are looking like, it's just got to look, always keep like air under your, right there.
In the studio next to the George Harrison rehearsal, Georgina Parkinson coaches Xiomara Reyes, a young Cuban dancer, in a scene from Giselle for an upcoming performance in Cleveland. The ballet is as classic as it gets. As Reyes sweeps her arms and jetés through the air, strains of Eric Clapton's guitar come blaring through the wall.
I think both arms can come, yeah. Yes.
For the last five consecutive seasons, American Ballet Theatre has finished in the black. It wasn't always that way. When Kevin McKenzie joined the company 10 years ago, it was $6 million in debt. He says they tightened their belts but stayed focused on new works. This season, the Harrison tribute is one of four world premieres.
If you can't dream, you can't create. And, you know, we had been working on such a tight rein for so long, there came a moment in time where everybody looked around and went, you know what, it's time now to expand and push forward a little bit to give ourselves a little bit of room and cushion. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs with that.
One of those downs came 2 years ago when the company staged an ambitious multimedia production of Pied Piper. The company hoped it would be a hit with families. Instead, it was a critical flop, and the company has no plans to bring it back.
The point is, when you are creating something new, is you don't know how it's going to turn out. And, you know, let's just remind everybody of the phenomenon of sports. The reason it's such a huge deal is when everybody goes into the stadium, they don't know how it's going to turn out.
With new modern works, there's also the risk of turning off audiences who'd rather see pure ballet.
I fear it's probably a marketing motivation that says, hey, let's do something with pop music.
Robert Greskovic writes about dance for the Wall Street Journal. He sees American Ballet Theatre's George Harrison tribute as a tool to bring in bigger audiences. And that, he says, could backfire.
The search for popularity can turn into a kind of pandering, which I think is hopeless. Because then you turn away the people who have been paying attention, and the people that you bring in for that one or two times are going to say, oh, that was okay, I guess, and they're going to go away.
Clearly, we're hoping that Harrison will bring in a new audience.
Again, Kevin McKenzie.
You need to have that staple of classics, because they are the standard of measure, but you need to have the food and the nurturing of new work to define who you are. It's a reflection of our society. People no longer graduate from college and have one career until they die. It just doesn't exist. It's a thing of the past. We need to be sensitive to who we are. It's not who we're playing to, it's to who we are.
McKenzie hopes those Beatles fans sitting in the audience this season will come back someday soon to see Swan Lake, or better yet, something they've never heard of. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in New York.